believe you are a woman drugging me for your phone and you play a door and you're dragging. It's power, but I'm going to lose more. Quite a lot of dinner than who would ask you to raise your phone and go to a new list. You can't have you die, you man, you win, you live. You're just going to quit to make every little mood of you. Did you buy? Oh, dear, pocket.
Previously unwatched.
Father Beers fucked us.
Hold on. No, that's too personal for me. No, that didn't happen to me.
Not me.
The voice in my head fucked us. Fucked us hard, fucked us good, tried to fuck us like we should, but it's bullshit. What is the challenge rating on those goddamn lizards?
They weren't lizards.
I don't know. I forget. It was last
lizard,
week.
Lizard dongs.
They were good boys.
They were good lizard dongs.
Good boys.
And they didn't have cute butts, I can tell you that much.
Their challenge rating was a 69.
That figures. That checks out.
Yep, checks out. There you go.
This is bullshit.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to the 47th episode of our fourth season as Phil farts.
I didn't fart.
Shits his pants.
Didn't shit my pants.
Philip, okay. Stop shitting your pants.
I didn't shit my pants.
Mm-hmm. I smell it in solidarity.
Nope, didn't fart.
We are going to start not where we left off last time, because the party passed out as a church collapsed on top of them.
I didn't.
What do you mean you
did? I leveled, so I got 14 health.
No.
I got 14 health, though, because we leveled to level 10.
Yeah.
And at level 10, I get to start my own cult.
Okay. So you're all level 10 now, assuming that you're alive.
I'm alive.
So your special ability that you picked is you get to start a cult.
Yep.
Okay. Montana Jackson, what did you pick in case you're alive?
In case I'm alive, when I drop to 0 hit points, I can flip a coin and possibly go back to health and possibly die almost immediately.
Okay.
Fate will be the decider.
Cool. And then old Milton.
I chose the ability to create life.
Okay.
Sweet, sweet tea life.
Who are you, Dr. Manhattan?
It's fair.
Kinda, I guess.
He can't manipulate himself, but he can make other people.
I've seen him manipulate himself plenty of times.
Well, no, I've watched him do it. He thought we were all Twitch. Asleep. He was kissing that jar of sweet tea.
He's so twitchy when he does it. It's weird. So you guys, your eyes flitter open, and you're in a place that you do not recognize. Looks an awful lot like a warehouse.
New Jersey.
Walmart.
I don't think Walmart exists Walmart? Yet.
Looks like we wouldn't recognize it, and it looks like a warehouse. So.
Walmart.
Checkmate. Sam's Club.
Fair. That's very fair. But no. So it does appear as though this warehouse has been turned into some sort of makeshift base. As you see, lots of tables filled with books. There are well-to-do gentlemen in suits and ties all over the place. There is a nurse not too far away from you, sort of looking over some papers, but hasn't noticed that you've come to yet.
Hello, nurse.
Oh, they're awake! They're awake!
And a guy with a monocle comes over. He's like,
oh, yes! It's good to see that you boys have woken.
No, hold on. I'm sorry. Boy, what day is today?
You've been asleep for a day, if that's your question.
That's not what I asked you. What day is today? What's the date?
Today is
the
Tuesday.
The Nibbler's birthday?
It's always Tuesday.
Okay, good, because now I'm up to 112 hit points.
Yes, you're back to full health. We've patched you boys up. You're in a bit of a tough scrap there, with a church on top of you.
Meh. Yeah, that was something different. So fill us in. What's going on?
Is he the penguin?
I don't know. Don't ask who.
No, I'm not the penguin. My name is Dr. Henry Armitage from Miskatonic University.
Oh, I know that place.
Yes.
I know every book in there.
Well, that's good. That is weird, but okay, good. Yeah. See, I did not know that you studied
memorized.
That. Oh, you remember. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Ask me anything.
Okay.
Anything?
I feel like there's more pressing matters.
No, do it. Go
okay.
ahead.
No,
were the creatures that we found in the mountains? In the old Elder Being base?
You got it. Come on, answer his question. Come on, Mr.
Tuff.
What are they? I know what they are.
They
I know
were,
what they is.
Elder things.
They were elder things.
That's what they call them.
Yeah.
No, they were elder things.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you call them.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, he knows it all. Okay, great.
That's not what Cthulhu calls him.
Oh, what's he call him?
Jerry.
Something like that.
Oh,
it's hard to pronounce.
You are very well renowned, sir.
He is. Look, he's put a few pounds on. He's well-rounded.
Well, I didn't say well-rounded. I said well-rounded.
No, but I'm saying it. I'm saying it. I mean, he eats well for being in a depression.
Sure. We did have to pump you filled with many IV bags for you to...
to stabilize
you. To stop trying to bite the nurse, so...
Yeah, he does
son,
that too.
Son, I say, son, this IV bag doesn't have enough sweet tea in it, but the morphine sure feels nice.
Yes, there is no sweet tea in that bag. It is not healthy to directly inject sweet tea into your veins.
Don't say
I'm a doctor and I say otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, don't tell him that. Well, just, you can't say that to him.
Okay. Well, so yeah, the world's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you guys can
hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you can hear that it's very stormy outside.
Have you seen like this wizard who's all swampy and has like gerbils? Have you seen him?
The gerbils now. Oh yes, they definitely slit him from taint to face.
Taint to face.
On top of his foot, is it his foot okay?
No, they chopped those off first.
Yeah.
He cried as they burned them. I don't even know why they did that. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But, yep, so he's dead. They sacrificed him to bring about the island of Cthulhu.
Oh, it's funny. It's here now, yeah?
Yes,
it's
yeah, we're supposed to sing Cthulhu a lullaby, says Father Beers.
Father Beers?
Where? Yeah, he died tragically. I tried to save him, but I was
just about to ask.
Staple his guts back into his stomach, because this little boy over here,
yes.
he kind of killed him.
You killed him?
Well, I mean, he went and protected me. He protected me as the dog, demon dog, lizard blood tried to hit me.
So he was like her daddy?
No. This is my...
Your mommy?
Nope, neither one of those.
Okay, got it.
I've got a swamp pie right here. No, this is my swamp pie. He's swamp a doctor, pie. And he gives me physicals a lot.
Are you pumpkin? Cherry? Strawberry?
No.
Swamp pie?
Swamp.
What kind of pies are they?
Swamp.
It's another word for daddy, I believe.
Ah,
it's pump. Pie, okay. It's opossum pie.
Possum pie.
Opossum pie. Yeah.
I thought it was a blumpkin pie.
No, I get frumpkins, not blumpkins. Yeah, that's yes.
A little bit different.
A little bit different. Same concept, but just a little bit different.
What's a frumpkin?
Don't worry about it. Why don't you go and go to meatspin.com and figure it out.
I assure you, sir, that I do not want to go to meatspin.com.
I wish it was still awake. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Okay, good.
It went to bed with Top Girl to around the same time. It's a cool website. Check it out.
No.
Meatspin.com.
No,
sponsored by.
I'm not going to Meatspin.com.
No. I want to go to Meatspin.com.
And neither should you, fellas.
Sponsored by Botch.
Oh, my gosh.
We sponsor them, yeah.
We advertise.
I'm
going
to send it back up, yeah.
But the city is erupted into chaos.
So how do we get here? Tell me everything.
We found you. We arrived at the church not long after the explosion. We were on our way there.
Yeah.
Why?
The priest, Father Beers had sent for us. It took us a while to come down from Boston.
He stopped drinking and sent you a letter?
Yes. Well,
is that why he was praying?
What?
Is that how he communicates with you, by prayer?
No, he sent us a telegram.
Yeah, no, that's not... God's not real.
He was praying to give you hit points back, but you kept messing it up, so he didn't...
How did we mess it? We have no knowledge of the situation.
High or low.
That's our fault. You're right.
It is. You should have picked
We
that
messed
up.
It up.
You had a 50-50 shot. You failed all times. It's not my fault. Anyways...
Cure Wounds works 100% of the time.
Nope. Not when you guess wrong. No, when you guess wrong.
That's right.
Welcome to Botched.
Yep.
Anytime you cast a spell, flip a coin. Fuck you.
What's the outcome? The outcome is go fuck yourself.
That's right. Botched.
Everything's minimum 15 unless it's beneficial of the team.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, got it.
Beneficial of the sweet tea.
Sweet tea. So, yeah. So, yeah, we arrived on the scene not long after.
Okay, so you seem like you know a lot more than Father Beers does.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, no, okay.
We study this for a living.
So why haven't we been talking to you this entire time?
We were in
Boston. Why did I have to wait 6 months? I could have gone up to... I could have walked to Boston in the time it took me to go through
all
this.
I can't tell you why you didn't make sense.
Why didn't Father Beers ever tell us about this?
I mean, he told you about...
He didn't.
Mescatology. He did not.
You didn't get our gun?
No.
We sent you a gun.
Look at me. Do
what
I
gun?
Look like I use guns?
We don't have it.
You don't have
I've
the gun.
I've got these guns.
Oh, yeah. No, hold
these,
up.
These guns.
Oh, we sent you that big, giant laser gun.
Oh, I think that died. I think it ran out of batteries.
Oh, okay. It uses your soul. So
it made us very sleepy.
Makes a lot of sense looking at you.
Yeah, no. It made me a lot of sleepies when I used it.
It does. Yep. That is the point. Yep.
I think a goose got it or something. Who knows now?
A goose?
I think I remember a goose picked it up and started flying towards the Pacific Northwest, was it? I don't know.
Those people are fucked.
I don't know.
You can't entrust a goose with a god gun.
Very.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is now. He's probably just flying over the Americas and just pulling the trigger, dropping bombs as it goes all the way across.
Well, it's a goose, so it probably only has one shot before it dies.
No, it's a magical goose. He comes and goes whenever he wants. There's no rules for it, really. It's kind of annoying, but it's fine. Because somebody who finances the church ends up, it was his idea to bring this magical goose in, so.
Nurse, is he still on the morphine?
Yeah, no, but I brought my own. I have a whole pillowcase.
Geese?
I got a whole pillowcase.
Is that my morphine?
No, it's mine. You sold it to me. I gave you money.
I used to have 12 ounces of it.
No, your morphine was probably destroyed when the church collapsed.
I'm doubtful. He keeps it very hidden. Very protected.
Okay.
Even 100
We didn't remove
crashes.
Morphine from his body, okay?
Yeah,
we hooked you up with our morphine, okay? Ours.
And my sweet tea?
Oh, that was sadly lost.
Okay, so, okay. No, that's not fair. He's going to stop.
I don't even want to live anymore.
We did find many, many rats around that area.
You know what? Hold on. You said there's rats here?
No, at the church.
Well, I'm gonna snap my fingers and do my ability.
Okay.
And I'm gonna create little rats that have a bunch of these little nipples on them, and if you milk them, sweet tea comes out.
Roll a d12.
Oh, a 12, you said.
Yeah.
Not a 20.
D12.
12.
12 of these rats. There's a white flash. And all of a sudden, 12 of these rat-esque creatures appear with huge nipples that are just dragging on the floor. And they just look like water balloons filled with sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just there. They're not really
doing boys. It.
Now get this man a jug.
Wait, how did you make life? Those are living sweet tea rats.
He's a doctor.
I don't know. I got.
That's not how doctors work.
It came to me in a dream after a church fell on me. Jesus spoke unto me that the Babylonians whispered me the magical words, the abba dabba, and here I am, do make these rats.
I
yabba dabba.
Don't begin to understand your strange space language, but be careful with that power.
Well,
the power to create life. I mean,
you don't know Jesus?
He's not real. That's just for the crazies. I mean, of course it is. And he pats you on the head. I've seen that.
No, I know. It's a spasm. Like, I can't look you in the eyes. But
you got Tourette's.
I got the twitchers.
The twitchers?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
What, you stream?
There are many streams around here. It's New York.
Okay, so what do we got to do here, Mr. Monopoly?
Mr. Magoo?
Didn't you say Father Bios told you had to go to the island?
I know, but do you have things that can bring us there?
A boat?
Like maybe a man with a boat.
Or maybe some jet skis.
An airplane.
We have a boat.
A helicopter.
We could try a plane, though I don't know how well that would work.
Water plane?
There's a swirling storm of death all around that island.
Well, assume you have a pilot.
Yes. But again,
does he have a snake
best
named
pilot
Reggie?
In the galaxy?
It would be really hard to fly, I feel, but we could try it.
Well, why don't you have the pilot go in first just to test?
No, I'd rather
maybe
not.
A drone? What if I created a thing that could fly something in to find out if it lives?
Like a bird?
Like a rat, maybe, with some
like
some big
rat,
hands.
Like a rat, baby, with hands.
With giant hands that you used it to fly.
I mean, I suppose you could do that.
Would you suggest it?
Would you recommend this course of action?
How long do they live?
I don't know.
Because it would be a long flight. There would be a long flight for us to go to the island and come back. In a swirling storm.
I mean, I got nothing but time. I got to milk these rats. It's going to take me at least 48 hours to milk all
and
these
they
rats.
They refill every 6 hours. You got to milk them.
I'm afraid we don't have 48 hours before
you
Cthulhu.
Got a nurse over there that could milk them for me, maybe.
Nurse, start milking the rats.
Put some gloves on. I don't want your fingernail grit
she just
messing
up
my...
the wobbly rat balloon. It's just like, squeak. He's like, She just has a dish.
Well, it's not the worst thing that you've ever touched.
There's a 2% chance that they say the rapture's coming as well every time you milk them.
Rapture.
I don't like these. I don't like these rats.
It's not the worst thing you've ever
ratchers.
Touched. These ratchers?
These ratchers.
So wait, if he can create life, can he just make somebody who's intelligent enough to fly through a storm with success?
Summon
like a big.
You'd have to roll really high on his percentage to be that smart to just know how to fly. Because he doesn't know how to fly, so it's not like he can impart that knowledge onto them.
Sure, he can.
How hard can it be? You hit the gas and you spin the wheel. What if you get the plane taken off and I just.
That's not how planes work.
I snap the man into existence and already in the cockpit and he's driving. You don't have to worry about taking off or nothing.
Roll for Jock. Jock!
Gusto?
Start the plane!
Oh.
Start the plane!
I hate snakes!
This is my co-pilot, Reggie.
Boo boy. Okay.
Boo boy?
Roll me a
Poo boy?
Roll me a percentage.
You've created Poo boy.
Let me get these D10s out. Man, these Norse Foundry dice sure is nice.
No sponsor.
I got a 41.
It's okay. It's kind of smart. It has no idea how to fly a plane, but it's okay.
Doesn't know how to sit in a chair.
It does know how to sit in a chair.
Doesn't know how to pull this, right?
It's just standing there. Doesn't know how to turn it on, but it's pulling levers, and he just gives you the thumbs up.
Does he have glasses on and a scarf?
No, it looks like it's a, if you've ever seen Green Man, like that suit.
Yeah.
So you don't see eyes or it looks like a bodysuit, but it's just a swirling mass of sweet tea. But it's got fingers and
swamp
toes pie? And a nose and ears.
Swamp pie. Do you put your faith in this man to fly your plane, swamp pie?
I do.
That's good enough for me. I get in.
We're getting in this plane with it?
I don't suggest that
I
you
I thought
guys
it was a test drone.
We only have one plane.
Come on, there's only one plane, Swamp Eye. You created this man. We gotta go. He's gonna bring us
well,
in.
We should probably kill him.
Put him out of his misery.
Hey, nurse, milk this one too. Milk him too.
It's true. He does like being milked.
He just has caps for nipples. Just unscrews them. He just pours himself out into a bucket.
He. All right, and his skin flaps onto the ground and forms a nice pizza pie.
I'm pretty sure that he actually is dead. I think we died in the church. We're all dead.
No, this is my fantasy.
It doesn't turn into pie. To see a pizza pie.
Okay, so you said you got.
Is that because I rolled a 41?
No, I rolled. It was because you decided it after the fact. If you had said before the fact, I'm making a thing that can fly a plane
true.
And shit
that's
pizza.
True. You're right. That's all me. Next time.
Next time. Think a little think further out.
I'm getting on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah, boat seems like the right way.
So when you guys are outside, you can hear constant gunfire, explosions, thunder, screaming.
I say, yes, you can tell that the mafia are fighting cultists and monsters and...
Sounds like the background of an early Metallica album.
I mean, I don't know what that means, but sure. But yes, we procured this boat from a fine, upstanding gentleman. Sven, I believe his name was.
God bless you.
And, yes, so this old tugger, tug boat, should be able to get you there in one piece.
Are you going to come with us?
No.
Why not?
I'm an old man.
But Father Beers used to come and party and hang out with us all the time.
And he's dead.
Well, that's because the church fell on him.
Okay.
I think he may have died before the church fell on him. But...
Swamp
Pie? What he just said?
Swamp Pie.
There was nothing left of the father.
Yeah, no, I know, natural
causes. What about the son
churches
and the Holy
don't...
Ghost, though?
What?
No.
You said there was
no
left of the file.
It's not real.
It was all stone, so when it fell, it kind of squished him out into a billion pieces.
There would still be bones.
No, they were crushed.
Something.
They were crushed.
Not with this church.
That's not how collapsing buildings.
You don't know that. It's 1930.
We are learned men, sir.
You're not.
Sir, you're a fucking child. You don't know nothing about nothing.
I'm a cult leader.
Okay.
You say we are loaded men because I'm feeling a little tipsy, tending to agree with you.
That sweet tea fermented inside those rats.
I sincerely hope so.
They give you little wineskins filled with sweet tea from
the rats. Are you looking to join a cult?
I mean, I'm not.
Is anyone around here?
I believe any of these people running around crazily.
All right, I'm going to pick one. Excuse me, boy.
There's a random small child running away.
It doesn't have to be a boy or a girl. I'm just...
Okay.
What?
Well, you already have the cult. You say you can make a cult. You said you have a cult.
Gain your own cult following.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already have a following.
Yeah. So you have your own
cult
following.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get one more here to join the party.
Okay.
We'll call him in and we'll take them all on the boat.
Yeah, come on.
Sir, can I come with you on the boat?
Shit, yeah, you can. You like fucking weird things?
I'm gonna go over this way.
Nope. Hold on. Look into my eyes, buddy. Listen. You're gonna have such a good time.
Look into your eyes?
Yeah, look into my eyes.
Roll a con check.
Sure.
Fuck yeah.
With disadvantage.
Why?
Because you have a fear of eyes.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah, you do. You played right into
like
that, boy.
God
into
damn.
Eyes.
Fine. Disadvantage. I'll take it. I'm gonna push through it.
Okay.
Boy, look into my mouth.
It's probably fine.
How's a 10?
Yeah. You're having a hard... You can't make eye cut. You're like, look into my eyes, but you won't look at them.
Sir, I can't look into them if you got your bobblehead all over the place.
Sir, you're going to have a great time.
I'm gonna keep
persuasion.
Running away.
Persuasion. Okay. You're going to have fun? You want to join our merry cult?
You probably do.
Of merriment?
I rolled a 10.
Great. Yeah, no, I beat you naturally.
Okay, yes, let's go. I'm all for weird stuff.
You got more friends here? The more the merrier.
My friends got murdered by some sort of weird bear creature.
But great, we're going to go fucking avenge your friends. You got a sister?
We're the Friendvengers.
The Friendvengers? The Frengers?
The Frengers.
Maybe somewhere in the
Shit
city.
You?
I don't... What?
Huh?
Are you trying all right, to fuck my sister?
Come on. No! Crit 20, yes.
Sure!
350.
You can, 350. Yes, you can have
not
it.
Not a dollar more.
Not a dollar. Worth every penny.
Okay, come on, bud. What's your name?
Steven.
Steven what?
Bowling.
Steven Bowling?
Mm-hmm.
From D Bowling? Did your family start the... Okay, come on, come on. You're going to have a great time.
Okay.
By the way, my name is Tedward.
All hail Tedward.
That's right, boy.
And he just starts carving T's in his
yep.
face.
All hail Tedward.
Lowercase T's.
Lowercase T's.
For Tedward.
Flames around.
I don't know how to spell or read.
Little T.
Little T.
Big D.
Little D. Do you like my T's?
Little T, big D. That's...
Do you like my T's?
Those are some huge T's.
No, they're small. They're lowercase T's.
Nah, they're big to me. Okay. All T's. Are worth my... Let's go. Let's
just
go.
Just call
come
me
on.
Double T.
I'm going to call you Bowling.
Okay. Yes, master.
That's good.
Just gets on the boat.
Yep.
And, like, pulls, like, a robe out of his backpack and just puts it on.
Oh, good. And it's washed?
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Yeah. It's weird.
I get to direct him to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Cult of one.
Sure. I need all of you to roll a sanity... check as you look out to sea.
How's a botch?
Ooh, that's bad.
Oh, wait, I'm going to re-roll that with my lucky feet.
Look out to see what?
Got you on that one.
Stormy weather, I believe.
I'm going to roll
about
for...
19 instead?
That's better. What the other one?
20.
20?
And now I'm going to roll for Stephen Bowling, or should he not? Because he doesn't care.
19.
Yeah, you're all fine. You look out to sea, and you see the island that Cthulhu was on sort of has risen out of the water. It's already up there. There's this huge swirling storm that's right above it. As lightning's crashing into the sea, the waves are huge right around it. it looks very tumultuous. The architecture you've never seen before, but there are horrifying little statues all over the place, and there's a building that's the biggest building you've ever seen, and it's got all these carvings on it, and it looks like it's got, like, wings almost, as it's just menacingly out in the water.
What is horrifying about the architecture and the statues?
They are these tentacle creatures that you've never seen before.
Yeah, but I can make my own tentacle creatures.
Yeah, but it's a little different.
But we passed the sanity checks.
I know. Yeah. So you're fine. You don't lose any sanity. Yeah. Just tell
me. No, we don't gain any sanity.
No.
Is the kind of thing I'd upvote on Reddit?
I mean,
probably.
You, probably. You making sweet tea pilots and whatnot.
Are you part of r/sweet tea?
I'm about to be, and if it ain't a subreddit, I'm going to make it.
All right.
This is for my love of sweet tea. Who's with me?
So, yeah. So, the island is a few miles out. Who's driving?
Few Mile Island?
Yes. Who's driving the boat?
Well, the boat captain, obviously.
Well, I got +4 to car handling. Does that transfer over to boat handling? Maybe like a +2?
I think it's just vehicle.
Yeah, it's a vehicle.
It's vehicle, so yeah.
So I got +4 to me.
Sure.
What about for Steven? How's Steven's boat handling?
He doesn't know anything about boats.
Why don't you roll for it?
Is there a boat driving manual in the Mescaline library?
The Mescatonic?
Yeah.
The Mescaline library.
I got
15.
Basic information about boats. You're not going to, like, know how to actually drive it. You'll just be able to read said.
Well, I don't know how to drive a boat, but I've driven one.
Move the lever.
IRL.
Sure.
You got 15.
It's not like you're going to hit something. It's the water.
So, yeah. So it just starts to doot, doot.
It starts
to pull out into the open waters. You can see other boats out in the water as the waves look like they're just picking up the boats and tossing them. Just like, fuck you, boat. Throwing it around.
Am I proficient at boat driving?
I'm going to say no.
Half proficient?
Hey.
No. Because
his mother was Kvirt, and Kvirt knows Sven, who's from the docks.
I worked for Sven for many years. It's canon.
When was that canon? That you worked for Sven?
Like episode 32.
No, actually, the last episode we just released. When I went to Sven to get the harpoon,
mm-hmm.
Me and Sven had a conversation about, hey, Sven, how you been? I haven't seen you since I worked for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess you'll know how to roughly
salty
drive
salty sea dog.
I'll take half proficiency if you're not comfortable.
Half
with giving.
Proficiency.
Okay.
I mean, the good doctor knows how to drive boats, too.
There's a difference between knowing how to drive a boat and reading a book on...
He's been piloting airboats for generations.
There's a little bit different between an airboat and a diesel tugboat.
Don't keep driving.
My brother cousin was more of the boater. I was kind of a passenger, really.
17.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so it would have been better if a gator was the one that did him in.
Who, Crocodile Joe?
Fucked him to death?
Fucked him to death.
Eat his feet first?
Yeah, feet first. Yep. Ass up. That's the way gators fuck.
It's true. So lightning is striking into the water near the boat,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't strike your boat.
No, it shouldn't.
Perception check.
Everybody?
Yeah.
I got a lot. Like a 24.
Okay.
I got a 7.
Okay.
I lied to you. It was a 22.
I got a 19.
Okay. I almost called you Geary. Montana and Tedward, you notice as the lightning flashes, you see these little silhouettes in the air of these creatures that you do not recognize. They have wings. They also have tentacles. And some other strange features. But you can't get a real good look at them because they're up in the clouds. But you see a lot of them flying as the lightning flashes. Just saying.
Do we have the boat lights on the top?
You have a spotlights?
Okay,
yeah.
Why don't we
about
get some
filtered water?
And pictures of you, voice and head.
Yes, you have pictures of me, the voice in your head. On the boat.
Sanity now I understand why people get seasick all the time. Okay, why don't we get some lights up on those hell demons that are floating above us?
Okay.
Goddamn hell demons.
So you flip on a light and you shine it up into the clouds.
I don't. I'm driving, but maybe Steven does. Steven Bowling?
Yeah.
If you want me to, Lord.
Yeah, no, I told you to.
Sure.
You shouldn't even be asking twice. You should just
sure, I did. Yeah, yeah. So he goes up, turns on the light, puts it in the clouds. You hear a... as a whole bunch of them descend out of the clouds.
Steven, turn that light off.
Towards the boat.
Turn that light off, Steven.
Turn all the lights off.
Turn all the lights off.
Turn all the lights off.
Sure. So now you guys can't see anything. And you're hoping they can't see anything.
They probably can. I got low light vision for being a rapscallion. I'm always just digging around.
Just making up shit.
All the time. I'm an orphan.
All right. I want to create little fireflies that, when consumed, explode into molecular acid.
So I will let you roll a d20 to see if that even happens. That's pretty complicated.
What if they just explode a little bit?
What'd you roll?
I got a 14.
Yeah, they can blow up, but they don't turn into acid or anything. They're just like little poppers.
All right.
But they are fireflies.
No, firefly.
Be free, my pretties.
Roll me another d20.
Five.
You make five of them.
God damn it.
There's five little fireflies just flying around you. They look like flying little vessels of glowy sweet tea.
You should eat them.
And then they'll explode.
Delicious.
What flavor?
A flavor.
They're like gushers. They're gushers.
Sugar.
You just invented gushers, Swamp Pie.
I only want them to blow up a little bit. So, yeah.
Can I start cranking it?
Cranking what?
Like, can I start waiting my dick?
Just start cranking my dick.
Come here, Steven.
Any moment. Yes, Master. Sorry, yes, Master.
Is there any way I can make this boat go faster? I'm asking voice and head.
I mean, if you just put the speed full ahead.
I'm going to do that.
Potentially, if you pour something in the engine,
you might make it go a little quicker. I want to put it to the edge, but not like, don't want to blow the engine out.
You want to put it in the red.
Don't want to put it in the red. Okay. Right below the red.
Okay. So you crank the boat the whole way, which this is a tugboat, so it's not going to move very fast
anyways. I know.
But you're going as fast as you can go. Yes, tugger.
Tugger.
But you still hear the...
Well, I'm sure the fireflies...
A chorus of...
Are they all harmonized? So there's only three of them?
No.
That sounds weird.
I know, right?
Steven, why did you do this?
I did nothing, sir.
You put your light up and didn't know...
You told me to, sir.
But yeah, but I didn't mean it. I was joking.
Why does he sound different now?
I don't know. He's got brain tumors that push down on his vocal cords.
That's what happens when you cut T's into your face.
Brain tumors that push down into his vocal cords?
That's right.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a fucking cult
leader. You medulla oblongata works?
You're just saying things now, son, as you see them.
Yeah.
Like South America.
CPAP.
A myth that you made up.
Acting. I don't think you were around for that, Swamp Pie.
I've heard you say it in your dreams.
That's true. I do talk about South America a lot.
You jack it and you talk about South America. That's really all you do in your
dreams. He's got a t-shirt that says it.
I jack
it and I talk about South America.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
Yeah, it's what I do. So you can still see in the flashes of light that they're descending. Though you're not 100% sure if they're going directly towards where your boat is or where your boat was. Since you're not moving terribly quickly, it's tough to tell.
How far away from the island are we?
Miles.
Okay, we fucked.
And as the winged creatures descend upon you, we're going to take a break.
Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. You can find levels ranging all the way from $1 all the way up to $50. Our $50 bi-weekly playable game still has two slots available. This will probably be the only other bi-weekly game that we run, so if you want in on that, I would get in while the getting's good. Also, the other bi-weekly game we do live on Twitch every other Friday, somewhere around 6 o'clock. That's over at twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. You can also find me doing stuff for Season 5, so if you want to get in on the planning process, head on over to twitch.tv/worldsmostokayestdm. Check that out. I also do cooking shows. You can find Phil over at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad, Tristan at twitch.tv/chonkydong, and you can find some of us sharing some ideas and whatnot over at twitch.tv/GSTU Media. So go check that stuff out. And if you get the time, head over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Thanks.
Damn, we're back!
Wouldn't they be following the fireflies?
Did you send the fireflies
out?
Yeah,
you sent them
out.
I did. That was the whole point, that they would chase
the
fireflies.
So you send the fireflies out.
They're behind us now.
Okay. Wait.
Or somewhere.
So you sent the fireflies to run away, or you sent the fireflies?
I said fly, my pretties, so they go out the boat, and then we keep moving, and they're there.
Oh, they're just floating around. Okay. Because there are not as many fireflies as there are wingling creatures.
But that doesn't mean they all focus in on one. They might see it and be like, ooh, pretty lads. Got to reward things that aren't combat.
So 2/3 of the group goes towards the fireflies, but 1/3 breaks off and flies towards where your boat is.
Is or was?
Is.
Damn.
Yeah, they change course, move towards you. So there are 4 critters coming towards you.
And there's 4 of us.
Yeah, let's not try to use guns or anything that makes noises or flashes.
Yeah, we could just hide in the boat and they might think we ain't here. And
that's true.
They could.
Or they could destroy the boat.
You don't know. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Why don't you summon more fireflies? That seemed to work. There's only 4 of them left.
Can we play that firefly song that Austin loves?
So the 6 that didn't go towards you,
4?
They have... What? The 6 that didn't go towards you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
4 went towards you.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
That's not 2/3. You know how to do math.
It's out of 10. How do you do 2/3 out of 10?
Well,
doesn't work, does it? No. So 3, 3, and 4. That's how I did it.
Not a third.
It's as close to a third as I'm going to get.
Like 38%.
Okay.
So why don't you say that only 3 come towards us?
No, because then that math's wrong.
Yeah, but it's in our favor.
No.
You're stubborn.
That's the number I picked.
You're a child and you're stubborn.
And I hate cherries, so meh.
You're a child.
Meh. So,
cherries are wonderful.
You fuck off. So, you can hear the pop, pop, pop as they've eaten the fireflies, though you do not know if they are making their way towards you right now. They're just kind of flying around confusedly. But the 4 that are chasing you are still flying towards the boat. They don't fly super, super fast, so you have some time to do something.
Make some more fireflies.
Whatever plan you're deciding.
Hey, do you want me to make more laugh, or?
How many times can you do that a day?
As many as he wants.
Stipulated, so I think I can just keep doing it.
How many times he can do it a day? Sure, it's an unlimited number of times for you to just.
How many times have you done
life?
It already?
Like 5.
Twice. Sir.
3.
No, you made rats.
Times.
You made.
I made rats and I made fireflies.
You made
1,
a pilot.
Now he didn't
4.
Count because he wasn't part of the plan.
Didn't count.
I didn't fully know what we was after.
How that works. So you made 3 things. Rats.
I'm gonna take a nap below hold. You guys got this.
I didn't say anything bad has happened to you or anything.
Demon dogs come out of the sky.
Yeah, right.
the archangel Michael comes down.
What have you done?
There is only 1 god.
Abomination.
And his name is
Milton.
Sweetie. Arizona.
Gold Peak.
Sure. I was trying to think of T-brands. I'm like.
Rudders.
Nice. 99 Rudders. Cents.
So, yeah. Wow. What are you guys doing?
Peace.
As these things fly Liptonian. Towards the boat.
I'm just going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to ready an attack action.
Okay. Where are you located on the boat? You're driving. So
well,
you're
I mean, it's a boat, so you can really just set it and forget it. It's like a Ronco's rotisserie.
You set the compass and you press go.
You set the compass?
Yeah, you follow the compass. Are we driving by the stars here, or is it the 1930s we got compasses?
I figured you were just looking and driving. You don't need a compass.
Heading north by northwest.
It's not the direction you're heading. It's more south.
South by
southwest.
Southwest.
Yeah. Maybe even southeast.
I'm thinking southeast.
Yeah. But not north. We're heading back into the city, boys.
He's not.
Well, it's a good thing I ain't driving, is
yeah.
it?
He's just drunk on sweet tea. So, yeah. Okay, so you're ready to attack.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Scott. Well, Scott. What's Steve? Steve. You're Scott now. Come here.
Yes, master.
Hold this wheel. Don't move.
Okay.
Don't move.
Okay.
Can you see over the window?
No.
Don't move.
Okay.
Okay.
And don't die.
Okay. I'll do my best, sir.
We're gonna
he who is not the Lord.
Okay, I'm going to go out in the back of the tugger.
Okay.
And ready in action.
Okay.
And attack action.
Okay.
Okay.
No, we're not.
What are the other two of you doing?
Same thing.
Yeah, following my friend, but maybe keeping in the cover a little bit so I don't get swooped from above.
Okay. All right, so you guys are ready. I will say that pretty much within the next round, those little wingling things get closer. They appear to be about 3 to 4 feet long. Each one's a little bit different.
Like their head to tail.
Head to tail, 3 to 4 feet long. Their wingspan is about 6 feet.
Okay, so...
Yeah. They have two grabby arms that have more than 3 talons. They're almost like hands.
How many talons do they have? Can they play guitar? Can they cook?
No, they don't have a thumb.
You don't need a thumb to play guitar.
I guess.
I've
seen a guy play with toes.
To squeeze the neck.
I could squeeze a neck without my thumb.
I've seen a guy play with just his toes.
Yeah, because he had
no
arms.
Palm, maybe.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
They also have, like, a beak on the front and then tentacles in the rear end.
You got a case of tentacle ass.
Sure. So, yeah. So, each of you get whatever that thing that you were holding does.
An attack.
Yeah. That attack that you were holding.
How far away are they?
Well, at this point, now they're within about 5 feet.
I would have attacked before they got within 5 feet.
You guys didn't tell me what your...
I have a reach weapon.
Okay.
You know,
10 feet. If you have a ranged attack...
15 for me.
Okay, yeah. So 10, 15 feet away.
I fire wildly into the sky with my shotgun.
No,
no.
Gal!
No guns!
No hammer.
Yeah, I'm not using hammer.
Attack.
What's your attacks?
Got a 22.
That's going to definitely hit.
And I got a 28.
Definitely going to hit. Melee monster over here. Professor.
With my one, with my,
you know,
12
funny.
Strength. The 5 plus 4 is 9. Okay. Plus 3.
12.
Plus 5.
17.
Yep.
So it's not quite dead.
Well, that's only damage for one hit.
Okay.
So the same amount of damage the second time.
Okay. So you stab this
34
thing.
34 damage
the
total.
First, so you slice down into this thing, which sort of dilapidates one of the wings. And as it's doing a death roll, you catch it on the other side. Yeah! You chop off the other wing, and it just kerplunks into the water.
Good.
Which I believe is your fifth kill with that weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
So then it glows really bright, and then you see like this little marking appear on the
sphere.
The handle.
The hilt.
Of destiny.
The shaft.
The shaft of destiny.
It appears next to the other one, so now there's a fourth symbol. So now it's a +4 to hit.
Does he get a special abilities?
No, these are not magical.
He
just like
hits the wing and it falls into a state of disrepair or ruin as a result of age and neglect.
What?
You said it dilapidated the wing.
Yeah.
It's fallen into disrepair.
Yes, it's fallen into disrepair. It no longer functions due to age
and neglect.
He's got a time. He's got a
he
time.
He neglected
sphere.
Not to get hit by a halberd.
That's right. You other guys?
Yeah. He fired and missed wildly.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't. Because we were trying to not actually shoot guns. I was joking.
Okay.
Remember? Because we were...
Yeah. I do remember. I remember.
Things. I'm picking up my seashell.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to get some water to suck the creatures out of the sky.
Roll a d20.
With my seashell.
You could use it to propel the boat closer to the island faster.
Well, I rolled a 2, so I don't believe.
You just make the water bubble a bit. Like someone farted underwater. Yeah.
Goddamn narwhal.
That's it.
Raspberries.
Like the scene in Finding Nemo when all the sea mines go off?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
The single bubble.
The seagulls were like... or a pelican, whatever it was. Then, Timber, what are you doing?
So it says that I can... Tentacle appendages.
Uh-huh.
How many do I get?
2.
What's their... okay. So they both have 15 feet of reach and +2 attack.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to...
Plus your strength?
Yeah, but I want to actually go out and use my appendages to grab 2 different monsters.
Oh.
So you're trying to grapple?
Yep.
Reach out and touch them.
Okay.
And then if I do succeed, I want to do something else with them.
Okay. You're probably gonna. I couldn't roll much worse if I tried.
21 for one of them.
Versus a 1.
That one's not great.
Is it better than a 4?
Yes, it is.
Then you got it.
Okay.
I literally rolled a 1 and a 4.
So I want to reach out and grab 2 of them.
Got it.
And then turn them upside down and put them right into the water, trying to drown them.
Okay. You're holding them under the water.
Yep. All right.
So,
joke's on you. They
careful,
have 20
son. They
cons,
got tentacle
so they can
eyes.
Hold their breath for five minutes.
And then what'd you do, Milton? You already said what he did. You already say what he
I
did?
Tried to seashell.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Seashell. Okay.
Down by the seashore.
Roll me initiative.
14.
12. Steven got a 7.
Steady as she goes, Steven.
Steady as she goes.
What are you doing?
I'm going first.
Okay, you're up first then. There's
the,
only one that's
one
still
that
above
I can
water.
See.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, hits.
Ooh, 24.
Oh, that one doesn't hit. It hit that sweet spot. He went too much. I don't know why
and
your shoulder is the sweet spot, but okay.
That's where my sweet spot is.
Okay.
And 29.
Yeah.
That's why it pays to have plus 5 against snakes.
Were they snakes?
Tentacles.
They have tentacles.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, he hates them.
I know. I got a plus 5 against you, too.
I was
going to
say, he's just constantly rolling. 20, 20, 20.
19 damage.
Okay, not dead yet. Real rough. Real rough.
Ooh, that's going to be less.
15 damage.
So, you stab this thing the first time, and blood shoots everywhere. You basically gut this thing in midair, and before it can go, squaw! You then flip it around and go, wah! And chop it in half, and it just explodes into the water. Chum, all over the place.
Oh,
chum.
These other ones that I'm holding, I
might
eat them.
The little glowiness goes up the shaft a little bit again.
Imagine if we'd been using that since we got it, like 15 episodes
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. All right. You guys got a lot of things you never bothered to use.
He could be like, I'm just going to spend my night
totally
killing hobos.
Forgot about
with
the
my
ashes that you guys had.
What ashes?
Somebody died.
Angela's ashes?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, don't remember that.
Yeah, the ones that I used to snort and turn into monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you used all those.
No.
You didn't use them all.
No, I think...
Saving them for the boss fight.
Dick Nipples died with them. Yeah, who cares?
Whatever. I couldn't tell.
We're almost done.
Yeah, that's true. So then it's going to be old Milton.
Well, that was actually a pretty good idea. I'm going to hold up my seashell again.
Okay.
Seashells. And try to get us to go faster in the water towards our destination.
Okay. Roll your d20.
Straight roll of an 18.
So your boat seems to get quite the boost of speed. As it just
surfing
jerks,
USA, baby.
Jerks forward as your boat takes off. And old Steven is just like,
sir! I think I'm driving the boat faster, sir. I don't know what happened, but I'm doing a good job, sir.
Steady as she goes, Steven.
Steady as I can be, sir.
Yeah, he can't see.
I wish you would have given me a phone book or something, sir, but it's fine.
Are you questioning the way of your
It wasn't a question. It was merely a suggestion.
Yeah, I don't take suggestions.
Okay. I noticed you didn't have a box.
I got your sister's box right here, buddy.
No, she's in town.
Yeah, no, I
devoured
know.
By monsters, probably.
She's not. Your accent is very hard to pin down, my friend.
Good. That's what
good.
I'm trying for. Good.
Good.
Good. It's good.
Das is good.
Das is mein gut.
So anyways, so that happens. And then Tedward.
Now that the boat's going pretty fast,
yeah.
I'm going to let go of those two.
Okay.
That's going to leave them behind.
Sure, yeah.
And then I'm going to go back to the front of the boat.
Okay.
Is there any lightning happening?
Oh, there's a lot of lightning.
Okay, I'm going to also perceive up to see if there's any more monsters coming in. That was a natural 12, which would be a 15.
In fact, a bolt of lightning.
Very, very frightening.
Strikes right out of the sky and hits the front of the boat, causing small explosion. The boat is a little bit on fire, and it's a little busted.
Are there more monsters coming down?
No.
Okay.
You didn't make enough noise with the other ones to attract them.
Okay, well, I'm going to fix the boat.
Call the fire brigade.
How are you going to fix the boat?
I could create a fire brigade.
How are you fixing the boat?
Well, I'm going to...
wooden planks and nails.
Got to be a fire extinguisher in here.
Sure.
Tar.
Doesn't fix the feathers. Hole in it.
What the tar does.
The tar does?
The tar does.
I don't think that's how... No, I don't think tarf.
Is it like in the bottom of the boat?
It's like the...
Like the point?
Top. So if you look at the front, where it's got the angular...
The bow?
Front, the bow of the boat. So the bolt of lightning hit the front part of it, so it broke the top and part of the side. So there is some water coming into the front of the boat.
Well, then I'm going to get some planks from underneath in our plank
You've been
barrel,
playing Sea of Thieves,
and I'm
going to
nail
that
it
works.
Back in. Yeah, no, it's going
we're
going
to nail them in, and then we're going to seal up the cracks with tar.
We could use the seashell to keep the water out.
High or low?
Low.
There is a couple of planks. You don't see any nails, so you don't know of any way to put them like to use, but there is just some random wood down there.
How far away are these holes from each other?
It's just one hole.
Great. Hey,
it's about
Steven.
If you go down there, it looks
hold on. Be quiet.
The hole.
Steven.
It's about 8 inches wide.
Great, Steven. Take these boards.
It's the hole from the top to bottom.
How big is that hole?
8 inches.
From 8 inches.
No, 8 inches wide.
Okay.
But the hole itself is from the top to the bottom, so it's about 6 feet.
We don't have enough wood to cover that.
You do not have enough wood to cover that. Okay. The water is pouring into the boat pretty quickly, especially since you're driving real fast.
But if he can manipulate water, he can manipulate the water to get out of the boat.
Yeah.
Could roll to do that.
That's what I said.
That seashell.
But then the speed would wear off.
That's fine. We don't need the
fine.
Speed.
We're not in any rush anymore. We
but from now on, Steven, go down there.
Flappy dappy doo-doos.
Take that boards and just hold as much water out as possible.
Just hold up this board.
These boards. You got multiple hands? We got multiple boards.
They're heavy, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're supposed to do my will.
Let me roll my strength, sir. I'm very weak, sir. Very weak. I can barely hold one board. I haven't eaten in weeks.
When we give him a shot of morphine?
Give him two.
Strong?
Give him two.
Or does that make
one for each arm, so his arms get strong, so he can hold those boards up.
He won't feel the pain anyway.
We'll give him that crackhead strength.
I don't know if that's what... Doesn't morphine make you sleepy?
That's a different drug.
Hey, if it doesn't work, at least we'll turn him into a superhero. Morphine man. With the power
of... I'd like to keep it in case I get mortally wounded.
I don't feel a thing.
I'm gonna use the seashell.
Okay.
I got a 16 to try to make a little water shield.
Yeah, so you make it so the water that's in the boat sort of... its way back out and... It's sort of keeping the water at bay from coming back in.
Well, I thought we were in the... Are we in the bay or are we in the ocean?
You shut your hole.
Well, there was an explosion, so he probably meant Michael Bay.
I think so, yeah. It's very true.
You're in Michael Bay right now.
Nobody wants
this
to be
this whole
there.
Campaign exists within the syphilis of Michael Bay.
R.I.P. Megan Fox.
She was in the syphilis of Michael Bay?
No, she died.
That's how she got the pot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you guys are back to moving a normal speed as you're just tug-tug through the water.
Chug-chug.
Still about a mile or two out.
Could you maybe, you know what? Let's not. You've done pretty good with your seashell.
Yeah, I don't feel good about another roll.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Steven, get behind the boat and kick. That might help.
I could take a little
but
little
I'm holding
napsies,
up the
maybe.
Boat, sir.
You don't need to anymore.
You don't need
yeah.
to do that anymore.
Okay, sir.
You could bucket the water that's in the
bottom. Oh, I'm sorry. You
now.
Listen to him now, or you listen to me?
You told me I didn't have to do it
no,
anymore.
No, but you
sir.
you looked at him and
I
said,
didn't.
"Yes, sir."
I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to join his cult?
No.
Stephen Bowling?
No.
I don't either.
As another bolt of lightning hits your boat. Yeah, it deals not too much damage, but it does put a small hole in the backside of the boat.
Maybe we should make a lightning rod.
Can
I don't
you?
Know how that works, though.
You could.
Doesn't that attract lightning?
Yeah, but it keeps it from hitting...
The boat.
The okay. boat.
Yeah, but it has
I
to
don't
be
know
ground
how.
And ground.
Son, I say I don't know how lightning rod works, so...
Science!
How big's that hole that just got hit?
Like a tennis ball size.
Anything coming in off of it?
Little, like a very small...
All right, Steven, go hold your board over there.
Yes, sir.
He just puts the board on top of it. And there's just a little bit of water coming in around it, but not too much.
Hey, Swamp Pie?
Yes. Teddy?
What if you used that seashell one more time to create a water a water shield around the entire boat. You think that would work? Or would the lightning hit the water?
I do have a luck point. I could re-roll it if it's terrible.
I don't know.
Because, like, if the electricity hits the water, then
it
would
go back into the ocean.
It would go into the ocean, which is not touching the boat. Mm-hmm.
And the water shield would prevent us from more water flushing into the boat.
That's true.
Because we ride in the water shield the whole time.
I need you guys to roll a perception check.
Fuck, I should have used that roll for the water shield.
19.
17.
24.
You all get, like, the hairs on the back of your neck start to stand up. And you get this real deep sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, like something bad is coming.
I have to poop.
Yes, you have to poop. You're not sure what, because you're below deck currently. But
yeah, you have to get up on the poop deck.
Yeah, you gotta go up on the poop deck if you want to poop.
That Joe Corby's is coming.
There's a guy on a jet ski with a Joe Corby's pizza. No, he already brought you your pizza. You ate it.
He brought you the pizza.
You didn't order two pizzas. I mean, you never did make that person who shits pizza, so.
And well, we could have used could have used the pizza to plug the hole.
It's true. Pizza's a hell of a plugger.
Well, do you think I should make a water shield, or do you think I should just try to make a big wave that takes us to our destination immediately?
Perception out the front window. I do. Do I see, an old sneeze man?
You don't see sneeze man. You're about 1,000 yards out, but there's a really dark shape in the water, not too
That's
far
gonna be
in front of your boat.
How big is that shape?
It's really,
Is that
really
Dagon? Big. I can guess it's Dagon.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use my ability.
And it looks like whatever it is going more towards the surface of the water, so your boat is going in the rough vicinity of where this thing is.
I'm not going to have enough time to do evasive action to go around him, right? He's too big.
Yeah, no. And your tugboat's really slow.
Yeah.
What?
Make that wave.
Like a wave is the only way to go here.
Could you make a wave big enough to put us over Dagon?
That's a real high roll.
Or I could maybe try to make shackles within the water that pull him down so we could get a little further.
Also like a vortex underneath him that pulls him down?
Yeah.
Also a high roll.
That doesn't pull us down?
Because he's a giant
monster.
Yeah,
I feel like I think the wave is our best choice. You're right.
I could talk to him.
You could.
All right, you talk to him, and if that don't work, I'll make a
wave. He doesn't see you yet or anything, so he doesn't know you're there.
Could I try and make a camouflage around our boat with the water? So it just looks like more water?
So just a ball of water on the top of the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a water shield, like I said before?
I mean, like I said, he's not looking at you or anything like that. That wouldn't be your worry.
But he's
worry,
coming.
I think your worry would be that you're going to collide with him as he comes up.
Are we an engine boat?
Yes.
We should probably cut the engine.
Full stop.
Full stop.
Okay. You cut the engine in the boat, and you're just drifting along at a fairly slow speed.
Tedward, what do you think here?
You have time for one decision.
De facto leader, water shield... Wave,
or talk to Dagon.
Talk to Dagon.
I think you should do a wave.
All right.
I don't think he's going to want to talk to us.
I don't think so either, but I thought maybe you knew something I didn't.
He ate you last time we tried to talk to him.
He did eat you. You didn't try to talk to him.
Any modifiers on this roll?
Just a straight roll.
You better use
straight
that luck.
Roll 18.
Straight roll 18?
Straight roll 18, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the wave picks up under your boat as he's coming up out of the water. So you actually skim across the top of his head, at which point the wave is cut off. Now your boat is flying through the air.
And I push Stephen Bowling off the back of the boat.
So no!
For the greater good. See you, buddy!
Push him off the back of the boat.
Yeah, hopefully Dagon catches him and eats him like a pet.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
He's your only cultist.
No, I got multiple other cultists on the other side of the water.
So Dagon definitely sees, as he's coming up out of the water, your boat shoot off in front of him.
In back of him.
No, because he wasn't looking in your direction. He's just standing up.
Yeah, you say he's rising.
Which way was he facing?
At the top, I don't see nothing at the top of my head.
Okay, so then he would skim right over. So he just sees the back of your boat as you skim over the top of his
head.
And
he sees the little boy fall.
Little boy, yeah. And
so then he's going to be like, that little boy must be the guy that...
He just... Just bites him. As you just hear Stephen... Lulabessa! Dead. Crunch. Your boat is now flying through the air.
Quickly towards our destination.
About 60 feet in the air. With no water behind it, you're probably going to hit the island and no water.
Well, I could try to use the shell again.
Yeah, you could try and brace for impact or use the shell again to catch you, but you're going to be going into the island itself.
Oh, use your tree shell that helps to it takes plant life.
He doesn't have a tree shell.
He's got a tree shell.
I got a toadstool of anti-poison.
Same thing. You can throw a rock at it.
I got morphine.
I won't feel what's about to happen.
I got a finger splint. It takes off my fingernails.
Or toenails.
That's about it. I could shackle our life force together so that we spread the damage out.
But if each of you take the damage, each of you will share that damage, right?
Split,
I don't know. You
three.
Wrote the rules.
Just keeps getting split around.
That's only good in fights when one person gets hit.
Yeah.
Not when all three. Yeah.
Then you'll just be spreading it to everybody, so they each get hit three times.
It would average it, so no one gets spiked.
True. You are right.
I'm going to try to use the shell.
Okay.
You know what? I got an idea as well.
Roll. This one's got to be high because there's not a ton of water where you're going.
Okay. How's a fall?
No. You just see a small splash of water go pew up in the air and it doesn't get high enough,
Tristan,
as you clear the beach.
You got 3 luck points. You can use one.
I have 2 left. Because I used one already. I feel
you get 3 per day.
Yeah.
3 per
dummy.
Day, but I don't think we're going to rest before we get to where we're going.
Yeah, but a day is 24 hours. Not when you sleep.
It does say per day.
Well, it's prolonged rest.
I'll try it again.
I think.
How's a 12?
The water sort of hits the back of your boat. It's not enough to catch it because you guys are flying.
Jump into the water and it will bring you down into the water.
You first.
I have my own plan.
Okay.
How far is the water that came up from the island?
So 50 feet up?
So but what I'm saying is, from where the water's coming out of the actual ocean...
Oh, it's a solid...
To the island.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's 100 feet over the beach. So it's just going to splash and hit the
beach. And how high up is the water?
50 feet, yeah.
Are there vegetation? Is there trees or anything on this island?
No, it's all rocky. The only vegetation is like seaweed.
Well, to hell with you guys. I unfurl my wings. And I'm a glide to the beach.
Okay.
So long, suckers.
You do that.
I'm going to cast my tentacle appendage.
Okay.
And link onto his foot.
Oh, I thought you were going to make like a Groot ball.
With a...
of tentacles around you.
So, that's going to hit him with a 21?
Absolutely.
Milton, roll strength to see if you can now carry the child with all of the things he's carrying plus tentacles.
I'm actually not carrying much.
Mjolnir.
I'm just trying to glide. I ain't trying to...
Weightless in his
weightless
hands.
Weightless in my hands.
For you.
It's weightless in my hands.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
no, it's saying
it.
You can carry Mjolnir because
and
you're
I'm
the belt.
Still carrying it.
I know. But that doesn't mean you wouldn't weigh less.
Yeah, but the Hulk was able to pick up...
He wasn't.
...Thor and slam him back and forth.
I suppose.
While
when
he was
holding
okay, okay.
Mjolnir. But he was unable to pick up Mjolnir.
No, that's true.
Okay.
But it was in Thor's hand.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. He's weightless in his hands.
So roll a strength.
I agree with you. As a 5.
Yeah, you can't. You can't carry him and fly.
I'm not flying, I'm gliding.
You can't even glide.
Well, I feel like I'm still not falling as fast as
you're
I
would
fall.
You're not falling as fast as rocketing into the island on a boat.
Do you want me to grab you?
Nah.
Okay.
You stay in the boat.
I'll take it.
Captain has to go with his ship. The boat is...
And as the last man on the boat, he is captain.
Race for impact.
Okay. So as this boat is about to smash into the island.
That's what I should have done. I should have taken my two tentacles, right, and just suspended myself against the boat.
That's what I thought you were going to do, but instead you lashed onto me.
You're my swamp pod. I need you in my life.
For survival.
I can't have another person that is important to me leave me in my life. It's not fair. Ow, God damn it. I just hit a rock on my goddamn elbow because of you, swamp pod. This is your fault. And I'm going to brace for damage and hope you take
all
of it.
Look, if you brought me the body of your mother, I could resurrect her.
I told you not to talk about that. I don't know who she is.
And as his boat smashes into the rocky surroundings of the, like, the beachy area that it is, that's what we're going to call it.
The rocky sand?
Tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, His Order Magistry, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, The Nucky, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinnerd, All Things Wisdom, Stiggy, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to support the show, there's multiple ways to do it. You can head over to botchpodcast.com/store. And where we have things to sell, you can go over to twitch.tv/botchpodcast, subscribe or throw bits, or simply just go over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and support the show that way. Like our newest patron, Skinnerd, has upped his pledge.
Motherfucker, yeah.
And we're running out of spaces for the weekly games. Oh man, if you want to do that, you better jump in there quick. If you have the time, head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest iTunes reviewer.
Fun Times, 5 stars by Shrugs-A-Lot Bear, December 20th, 2019. I started about 3/4 of the way through season 1. I immediately restarted from the very beginning. I've suggested this podcast to just about everyone I know.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over on Gozer_music at all social media. And as always,
as you ramp your boat off of a rogue wave onto a rocky beach, scream botched. And we'll hear you.
I like Rogue Wave. Have you ever listened to that band?
Never.
Oh, Lake Michigan. See you next week, nerds!
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
Shut up! We're trying to play Dungeons & Dragons.